You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. And finally, the government last week released its much-anticipated proposals for a major Māori media shake-up, Te O Papaha Māori. It proposed changes on various aspects, such as radio frequencies, accountability for te reo, and how Māori news should be produced. I spoke to Peter Lucas-Jones, who is the chairperson of Te Whakaruruho o ngā reo irirangi Māori, or the National Māori Radio Network, an organisation representing more than 20 iwi radio stations that is committed to the revitalisation of tikanga and te reo Māori. Rather than interacting with Māori audiences, these iwi stations prioritise serving their iwi and hapū they are affiliated with and the region they originate from. We first discussed the report's proposals on news, and I first asked Jones what the current landscape looks like for Māori news.
From an iwi radio perspective, it's very important to note that there is a diversity of Māori perspectives. And likewise, there is a diversity of Māori voices that come from iwi, that come from hapū, that come from the landscapes that have influenced the growth of iwi broadcasting. It's important to have plurality of voice, particularly in news, particularly in topical issues, particularly in current affairs. By and large, iwi radio and iwi perspectives have been marginalised to enable mainstream media to have Māori programming. And whilst there is Māori news programs across a number of platforms, I believe one of the most important platforms is the voice of iwi and the voices of the haukāinga. And the way in which iwi-based broadcasters can use te reo te kāinga, reo a iwi, and reo taketake to articulate the perspectives of the haukāinga, to articulate the perspectives of iwi members on newsworthy kaupapa. And news, of course, is something that is valued by our audience. Our audience across the iwi radio network, according to GFK, has a number of 70,000 attached to it when we talk about news audiences. So when we say that when you say that the ecosystem is small, I would say back to you that Māori, the indigenous people of Aotearoa's population, is 15% of New Zealand. We are the largest minority group in Aotearoa, but that by no means should be used to articulate the size of our interest when it comes to news, current affairs, and of course topical issues. And so we believe that our treaty partnership with Te Māngai Pāho, the Crown Māori Broadcasting Funding Agency, needs new life breathed into it. And as iwi broadcasters, we would like to have an increased influence over the strategic investment policy of Te Māngai Pāho, so that our audience is being considered when programming and other content creation proposals are being considered for approval.
The government in the same proposal said it will try to introduce a single Māori news service solely on Māori TV, while iwi media will be contributing content to that. So I would really like to know your thoughts on that.
There is a difference between Crown Māori media and iwi broadcasting and iwi broadcasters that are accountable to their iwi, hapu and their Māori communities. Iwi broadcasters are focused on providing news and current affairs from a haukainga perspective, and those haukainga perspectives are deeply rooted in the regions that the iwi stations belong to. Iwi media and Māori television have been working closely together for many years. There's always opportunity in the modern context to look at how collaboration can be improved while maintaining the unique plurality that iwi media provides, not only for Māori but all New Zealanders.
But could these changes have any effect on telling stories from iwi hapu perspective?
What I would say is that iwi are the storytellers. Iwi have the keys to the kāinga. Iwi broadcasters are the ones that hold those keys to the kāinga. Having access to the storytellers is what news is all about. Because without access to the storytellers, the news becomes very bland. So the special place in which iwi broadcasters exist is exceptionally valuable, particularly because the iwi media model provides access to content that mainstream Māori broadcasters find hard to access. So when we ask ourselves, do we want one Māori news service? I think the answer is we want an enhanced Māori news service that provides for storytelling from a haukainga perspective and values the contributions of iwi radio and iwi media. Iwi radio and iwi media were around long before many of these other outfits. So in terms of Māori broadcasting, iwi radio are what are regarded as the tuākana in the Māori media world.
Report itself also made some other proposals on aspects other than news. What are your comments on that?
The proposal suggests an idea for a single Māori, a national Māori radio service. Te pakaruru hau o Ngāri o Irirangi Māori. Consider that proposal, but believe that it could be better better articulated through sharing out the existing national frequency with the existing iwi broadcasters by way of giving them frequency that enhances their broadcasting in their existing rohe or geographical area. Many of our people have an average salary of $21,000 a year. That's just a fact. And so our people struggle to purchase vehicles that actually afford access to the frequencies that government has given us to broadcast on. So sharing out the national frequency amongst the national Māori frequency that was set aside for Māori would in fact afford our people access to our stories in a way that they have not had access previously. So we will be making a submission to Te Puni Kōkiri and the Minister of Māori Affairs to articulate what we believe is a better use of the Māori frequency that was set aside for Māori many moons ago. What I would go on to say is that iwi radio are kaitiaki of reo a iwi. And language revitalization and language normalization are two very different things. Normalization is very much when we are exposed to people saying kia ora, tēnā koe, tēnā kōrua, tēnā koutou. And that being influenced in the way that mainstream broadcasters are now using a smattering of te reo Māori to complement their storytelling. That is not the approach of iwi media. Iwi media are about reo kōrero, fluency, pronunciation, intonation, rhythm, communication, and getting our message across in te reo Māori. These are the things that we believe are important when it comes to exposing our iwi members to quality examples of te reo Māori. And that's why we say normalisation of te reo Māori is absolutely wonderful, but it should not be at the expense of reo a iwi revitalisation. And iwi radio and iwi media is a rōpū, is an institution that is a monument to the struggle of our kaumātua during the critical Māori rights movement era. And when we hark back to what they were fighting for, it was for storytelling in our language, in our unique style and variation of te reo te kāinga. And that's something that I think is part of the big picture and shouldn't be swallowed up by the one news story where we hear people concentrating just on the news. There's many parts to this proposal and there's a lot of positive opportunity. But the positive opportunity is going to come in how we implement ideas. Furthermore, I would like to add that the iwi media and the iwi radio industry is very regionally based. You will note that in the options paper, there is a proposal for a centre of excellence. Iwi Radio believe that there are 21 centres of excellence in the regions, and those are the 21 stations that make up the membership of Te Whakaruru Hau o Ngā Reo Irirangi Māori, of which I am the chairman of. I would also like to add that media and technology is interdependent now. So when we talk about reo a iwi revitalisation, when we talk about capability building, when we talk about news and the plurality of voice, we cannot talk about that in alienation from digital innovation. The reason why is because the average salary for a Māori person is $21,000 a year. So when we talk about the future, we think about highly valuable jobs, jobs in the haukāinga, jobs in the regions in which we exist. We don't just want our young people to be the consumers of third-party tools like Facebook, Snapchat, sending messages to one another on Instagram and uploading photos. We don't want them to just be the consumers of those tools. We want a media centre of excellence to breathe life into the dreams of our kaumātua, of our kuia, of our rangatira, of our rangatahi and our taitamariki, for our mokopuna, for the future. Why? Because we want them to be the developers and the innovators. So any capability pipeline must speak to the future and incorporate the need for us to create highly skilled jobs in the haukāinga, the places that we exist. Why? Because media and technology is interdependent, and it must come from a perspective of the haukāinga, from our perspective, which is reo a iwi revitalisation, not Māori language normalisation. Māori language normalisation is the responsibility of the Crown, and we acknowledge that that's a big job and an important job. But in the meantime, reo a iwi revitalisation must continue. And our voice and news is important now, and it will be into the future. But it's from a reo a iwi perspective.
Other than the reo language itself, I would like to talk about media talents being deployed on iwi networks now that the report itself talk about establishing a center of media excellence. I recently also talked to other people who are in charge at iwi stations, and they say talent is hard to retain of. Do you think this Center for Media Excellence will help correct this problem?
Now, I'm sure you've done your homework, because if you've done your homework, you will know that funding equity has always been an issue for Māori. And funding equity is something that will speak to retaining talent in now and into the future. Iwi media have been underfunded since word go. That's not a secret. Everybody knows about it. So when we talk about the future, we need to talk about the highly valuable skilled jobs. And the highly valuable skilled jobs are what provide better income opportunity. People go where the money is. Now, whilst we are a seedbed and we grow talent, we also know that that talent is going to move on at some stage, because we do not have the resources to provide the income or the salary that they hope to have after some time. So I think that's a no-brainer. We know that we want funding equity, but there's only so much room at the trough. We want to ensure that if there is going to be a reshuffle, that funding equity is considered from an iwi media talent growth and talent retention point of view.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.